Welcome to this podcast, Grace for All, produced by members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. It is our hope that these brief daily devotions will bring you comfort and peace. Thank you for listening.
Living the Music of Gratitude. This devotion was written by Marcia Prill and read by Judy Wilson. Ephesians 5. Verses 19 and 20. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the beginning of this year, my star word was apply. I'll be honest, it didn't feel inspiring at first. It sounded plain, almost unfinished. Others drew words like joy and peace and abide, gentle, lyrical words that seemed to sparkle with promise. Mine felt like a to-do list. But over time, I began to understand. God wasn't asking me to find something new. He was asking me to live what I already knew. He was inviting me to practice what I'd spent years studying, to take His word from the pages of my Bible and let it shape the rhythm of my life. When Paul wrote to the Ephesians, he described what a spirit-filled life looks like. It isn't about lofty theology. It's about a faith that moves. Each phrase is practical. It's about how we treat people, how we worship, and how we choose gratitude. It's the art of applying what we believe. I began to notice that when I sent a note of encouragement or prayed for someone in my Bible study group, I wasn't just offering kindness. I was applying scripture through my words. When I found myself humming a hymn while folding laundry, I was applying worship to ordinary moments. And when life felt heavy, but I chose to whisper, "Thank you, Lord," I was applying gratitude, transforming weariness into worship. Paul closes this short passage by reminding us to do all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That phrase carries weight. It means that everything I say or do bears His signature. To apply something in His name is to ask, would this reflect the heart of Jesus? It's a question that transforms our choices, tones, and attitudes. It takes the gospel out of the sanctuary and plants it right in the kitchen, the carpool, the grocery line, the inbox. Now, in these final weeks of the year, I can see what God was teaching me through that one small word. Apply isn't flashy, it's faithful. It's about taking what's true and making it visible. It's about translating faith into daily motion through our words, our worship, and our gratitude. Application is where transformation takes root. It's the quiet work of obedience that turns belief into a lifestyle of praise. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for reminding me that your word is meant to be lived, not just learned. Teach me to speak encouragement, to carry a song in my heart, and to give thanks in all things. Let my life be evidence of what I've applied, a melody of gratitude played in your name. Amen.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all. 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.